Tim, how are you, sir?
Hey, Derek. What's going on, brother? Hey, let's run right into this thing.
What you got?
Okay. Last week, we talked about commitment in the new year and what to do, and talking about what we do in our downtime, the advice we'd give to ourselves as much as we give to other people. So one thing that we do, and we haven't done, we'll be doing probably sometime in the next couple of weeks, is setting our yearly goals. And I think there's different ways that people do that. And you mentioned something about brainstorming. Do you do that with your team? Or how does, just talk to me about how you set your year up before it starts.
Ours starts because we go into clean out season.
Yeah.
So a lot of conversation happens around that because we're doing our letters. So we communicate with one another doing letters. We look at the upsells. So that's really our kickoff. So the brainstorming just kind of happens there. So that is our starting point. And then we talk about construction. We talk about goals. We set sales goals all through that. So that's how, for us, we just act, fortunately, we have a kickoff point and it just evolves. So we don't have a specific agenda because sometimes those don't really, I don't like meetings sometimes that are that way because you kind of get stuck and you can't call audibles and work through stuff. So we just start there and talk about what things are going to look like. Mm-hmm. But that's a starting point. So you have to do something.
Totally.
And for us, when we all sit down in a room and do the clean out letters, it gets us focused.
Hmm. So all you guys, when you got a handwritten letter, is that what you send out? Do you everything electronic?
It's we print it out and we write the actual numbers on there and due dates.
Okay.
And send them out. We still do the old school way. Mm-hmm. And we've even talked about that. And the team still wants to keep doing the handwritten letters because we did do it electronically and it didn't seem to work as well. Didn't land as well.
Mm. So interesting. Thank you for that.
To make sure if they haven't reached out, we follow up and go, hey, what you got going on?
All right. So let me share with you what we've done in the past and how it came to what it is. In the beginning of the year, probably about maybe 3, maybe 4 years back, you know, Tom Smith from Garden State Koi.
Absolutely. Great
so
guy.
Tom sat down with my son and my wife and myself, and he printed out calendars, the yearly calendar, you know, each month. So 12 pages of the calendar. And we figured out how many actual working days there are in the year, how many days we have to create our, whatever we're going to have for our goal. So if we say, hey, we want to do $1 million and we have 200 days, we have to earn $5,000 a day. It's the numbers work. So we come up with how many working days. We X out weekends, holidays, vacations, all this other stuff. We figure when we're taking time off. And we knock those days off and we figure this is how many days we have. Because knowing how many days you have is part of a formula. You have to know that.
Yes.
Especially if we're seasonal like we are. Or even, you know what, dude, even if you're not seasonal, how many days you have to work. We book our vacations. You know, Sean has his military drill and he has his week away. Those have to go onto the calendar because those are lost production dates, especially for if you're doing a large construction job where he's needed. Once we have that down, we talk about events. You know, events like you mentioned having your spring letters. What is the date on the calendar where the spring letters are started? What date do they go out? What date do the fall letters go out? When does our construction season begin? When does fall, spring, spring openings stop? When do we start our fall? When do we finish our fall shutdowns and start construction again? And when is our ending date for the year? Ending date for the year, beginning day of the season, it's all weather dependent for us.
Yeah.
Right? People say, when are you going to open my pond? It's like, I'd like to open it now in January, but I kill all your fish. So it doesn't work that way. It's, you know, it's all depending upon snow and ice. So so that's something I can't control.
I like how you do that. I like how, because we don't organize the calendar in that way. However, it kind of flows that direction because we know how many working days we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we're shooting for. We know our numbers. So we know what our daily is. We talk about that all the time. But I've never actually put it on a calendar to think about. And now the team does, they'll go, but I think it's a little hard to go, okay, I'm going to take a vacation in November, starting the first of the year, but you might know some of that stuff. So it's a great conversation. I'm going to take that little tip and use it to make sure, because they need to be able to take the time off. And sometimes what happens is you get caught up in the season. Next thing you know, they're just kind of taking a random week off and they didn't really get to plan anything. They're just going to take a week off.
You know, again, Derek, it's like, so you're hearing me saying it and it may be the first time. And I did an event this. I'm just copying or duplicating what somebody who's very successful does. And that's the beauty of what my life is. I get to sit on the heels of people who've done this thing. I don't have to recreate the process. So Tom sat down with us that year and then the following year and then the following year. And every year he gets together with me. And you know why he does that? Any idea why he might do that for me?
Because he's an amazing guy and he cares about you, but also you're one of his customers. So it all ties together.
Yeah. He truly, and this is a servant mindset, is he truly wants to see me succeed.
Yeah. That just makes sense.
And it totally makes sense. And this is why, you know, in the battleground, bringing it back to the battleground, this is why we do what we do, is truly I want to see the tradesman get that respect and earn the money and be successful to have good lives and have a happy family. Money isn't everything, but it sure helps things, right?
So makes bad things go away.
Makes a lot of bad things go away. If Tom spends that time with me to teach me how to do my calendar, what are the chances that I'm going to show somebody what I just did?
Absolutely. And everybody should do that. Every trade. I mean, that's just, I mean, what a great bit of advice to sit down and take a calendar and organize your calendar based on days, based on money, based on time, and pencil all that stuff in. And then how cool is that? Take advantage of it and go, I'm going to schedule myself some time to take off too.
Totally.
Plug it in the calendar.
And then you can book your time off like that. And, you know, to take it a step further, right? Events we should, and even, you know, not just in the pawn business, anybody, they should have customer appreciation days. If you're going to have a pawn party or a pawn event, if you're going to have like, I think Tom has a thing called water and wine, you know, where it has people come around and they sit around pawns and they have wine. They talk about their features. I mean, how cool is that? If you're going to create an event for your clients, a customer appreciation day, put it on the calendar, plan it. Mm-hmm. And you don't know all the details of it because you say, how am I going to get to put this together? It's like, I get that. You're not a party planner, but that's a who problem. Mm-hmm. And who do you find your answers for who? It's like, well, Google works pretty good, I think.
Yeah. There's always somebody on your team that can whip something together and likes to do it.
Yeah, especially when it's planned. At the last minute, hey, let's get together a party this weekend for our customers. Like, people have busy lives. We got to plan these things. Letters have to go out. Flyers.
We've never done a pawn tour, ever. Mm-hmm. Even doing this as long as I've done it. And we started to do one in the fall and it was too pressured. And we decided we're going to do it in the spring. So that is something that we got to plan and prepare, which a spring pawn tour makes sense anyway. It's nice. You know, right before it gets really hot, generate some more business, keep everything going. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely something, and obviously would be. And I think about the customer appreciation. That's something that definitely needs to be represented more. So I like that one too.
If you're watching this, it's for a reason. Check it out. There's a link down here. It's thecontractorfight.com/chief. When you click this link, you're going to get access to the Shin Fu. You are going to learn how to start pre-qualifying clients to make sure that you are getting in front of the people that are going to do business with you. Stop wasting time on people that aren't the right fit. I'm not saying they're bad people, but they're not the right fit for your company and they're not going to do business with you. Stop wasting your time and use your time effectively to become profitable. You guys, hit the link. You owe it to yourself to do this. See you then.
It's up to you. It's up to you, Derek. It's up to everybody's listening to this to create this calendar. If you're not going to plan your schedule, if you're not going to respect your time and create a calendar of events for your business, then you're letting what happens, happens. And then at the end of the year, and you say, I wish I had, let's insert anything in there. Let's say, I wish I had spent a weekend at the beach. I wish I had made reservations to stay at that cottage on an island. I wish I had gone to Hershey Park. I wish I had gone to Six Flags. I wish I had gone to Disney. I wish I put money aside for this. I wish I had done that. I wish I had this for my clients or my employees. We should have an employee day off. We'll go off and do something cool. Axe throwing, whatever it is, swimming, jumping off cliffs, whatever it is. But
I like what you're saying, and I'll share a tip that I learned because I'm sure someone that is listening to us gets overwhelmed. They look at a calendar and they do not know where to start. And I had that same feeling when I was talking to Steve Schinholzer and I was like, I don't even know where to start on the calendar. He said, just put something on a Monday. Just pick a Monday and just book a job there and just start there. And once that gets filled in, something else is going to come in that's going to be a legit schedule. Like it might be a doctor's appointment. It might be something. And you're going to block out that date. So what will happen is now once you start filling in those little squares, you can kind of go, oh, I've got this to do. Let me look at my availability. So you just start with one place and maybe you just start with your vacation first. Start with that. And then go, okay, when does that next job start? And you just, so I know a lot of people do not really keep a good calendar. And for me, that was huge to schedule things. I just had to start putting something on the calendar. Next thing I know, there was no availability for anything on the calendar.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. And on a personal level, I totally agree with that. And so many vacations have gone, how many years of my life have gone by? It's like, we never even got to the beach this year. It's like, Why do I say a beach? Because that's important to me. That's my thing. I like that. So creating that calendar, and if you're hearing me, do yourself a favor, grab a calendar, right? They're cheap. You can get them online. You can print them out and print out the 12 months and mark off the days that are working days or the day actually work, mark off the days that you're not going to be working, holidays, vacations, weekends, stuff like that. Figure out how many days you have available to you in the year. Figure out, hey, I want to make this for my goal this year. 1.5, 2, 100,000, 200,000, divide it by how many days. You need to know what you have to produce every day. That right there, when I heard that for the first time, I'm like, that's how they do it? It's like, what do you mean that's how they do it? It's math.
Yeah, same here. It's like, if you're going to hit a goal, it's got to have a plan to get there.
Right.
It's a pretty easy way to do it.
So, you know, once you have that, I think that's liberating to know what you have to do every day. And then you figure out what you have to sell. You know, what is, say I have to earn $2,000 a day in order to make my goal of, I don't know, whatever it is. Say it's $1,000, $100,000. Say it's $500,000, whatever it is. What do I have to sell? $200,000. What's worth $200,000? Oh, a small feature. Or hey, maybe I have to put a deck on or whatever that is in your trade. That's easy. How many of those I have to sell? I have to sell one every 2 days. Like, freaking great. How many leads do I have to have? I don't know. What's your close rate? 25%. 4 for every one. It's like, okay, yeah, 4. I have 200 days. I'm talking about 800 leads or whatever it is.
I love all these numbers.
I know you do. I know you're getting off on this. Yeah.
It totally works. But you're having a plan, and I like that. What will happen is when you go, okay, I need to make X amount of dollars a day, and what does that thing look like? And all of a sudden, you look in your inventory, or you look around, and it could be you guys even in other trades, just whether you're building houses or garages or basements or kitchens or bathrooms, you have some things laying around. And it's kind of interesting how when you have that sink laying around, conveniently enough, somehow it worked its way into a job. So knowing what you need to sell per day, and you look at that and go, oh, okay, I've done that multiple times. Just kind of look around the place, and I've got a basalt column that's sitting there. It's just one basalt, and that's going somewhere. I'm not sure where yet, but I keep looking at it. I just need to drag the thing out. You know how heavy they are.
Mm.
And something will work out. I'll look back at a past customer. We'll dig into it and be like, yeah, I think that would look great in your front yard for $3,500.
Isn't that amazing? And then you get your number, man, just off of stuff you're laying around. We could talk about what we do with, I mean, I could walk around and say, well, what's this? Hey, what's that? And it ends up on a project because it's...
You did a video a year ago. I don't know what, you literally went around your whole space and it was so funny. It was like a yard sale. I could sell this, like it. Yeah. If you don't have any money, start selling stuff around your house. It was great.
That's funny.
There's some valuable things in there.
Yeah, there's a ladder. I'm never going to use that freaking ladder. I don't want to go up on the ladder ever. I was young. I could bounce off the ground easier back then. Now it's like,
No. I don't want to do that anymore.
So sell the shit you don't use. That's not what I want to talk about, but I want you guys to go out and who's listening, get your calendar, pull out a calendar. It's the time is now. It's the beginning of the year. Yeah. It's January. So pull it out. Make shit happen. If you listen to this thing, it's June. Still, you got to buy a half a year, the half price, right?
Yeah, that's true. You get a great deal, huh? New calendar. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, shit. All right. Hey, look, Derek, man, it's great hanging out.
Of course.
I'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Hey, everybody, be good.
See you later.
Bye.